who verily was foreordained. And here we go again with this long definition that we have in the New Scofield Bible. And may I say to you that the better word here is foreknown rather than foreordained. But you have here really a tremendous statement in the Scofield Reference Bible. But when I begin to deal with these words that we have, like foreordination, election, predestination, foreknowledge, and all of that sort of thing, I feel like that man today, because we have a finite mind, we treat God like he's a great big computer. And I don't think he's that at all. He's got a heart bigger than any computer. And I'm not really concerned whether foreknowledge comes before foreordination. Now, I studied all that in theology and did pretty well in it. And very frankly, I since then have just not been concerned with which comes first. The important thing is this, who verily was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. And if you want it in good old Americana, the cross of Christ was not an ambulance sent to a wreck. He was the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And God knew all the time that Vernon McGee would need a Savior. And he loved him enough to provide that Savior. And I don't know about you, I don't need a computer to go over this. I just need a God with a great big heart of love that provided by his grace a redemption. This is wonderful. Now will you notice, who by him do believe in God who raised him up from the dead? Simon Peter just can't get us away from the resurrection and gave him glory that your faith and hope might be in God. Before he put grace in hope, and now it's faith and hope. This is the great apostle of hope, and hope rests upon the resurrection of Christ, the fact we have a living Savior, and he's coming someday. Now listen to him. Seeing that ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. The Word of God, friends, is a miracle cleansing agency. On television today, they show you their competitor's product, and it won't take all the spot out, but theirs takes the spot out. It may be a spot on a shirt, or a pair of breeches, or socks, or a tablecloth, or what have you, or maybe on the floor that you're not really using the right wax there. They all got some miracle product today. My friend, the only miracle cleansing agency in this world today is the Word of God. It's the best bar of soap that you can get, and it's lots better than Zest. It's lots better today than getting a box of Tide or a bottle of Joy. This will take the spots out, the Word of God today, and many of us need to get closer to it. And he says, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Now, I won't go into detail there other than to say that your relationship to the Word of God will lead to a right relationship with other believers, by the way.